fourth and final hour. I'm going to Denver next week, unless more war drums start going from drums to action. But we'll be reporting each day with Jason Burmes running shotgun. Let's jam a few calls in right now, and then Ray McGovern's coming on for about 20 minutes. We'll continue with your phone calls. Let's go to Elliot in Ohio, then Frank, Kevin, and others. Elliot, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Last week, it was Tuesday. I think I was actually listening to your show. I was outside at work downtown in Cincinnati. I'm having a cigarette. I'm looking at the river, and then I see this U.S. black military helicopter, you know, just going up and down the river. And, like, you know, kept looking at it, and, you know, I was like, no way.
It's got a radiation detector in it, or it was over houses. It's got an infrared looking for marijuana grow lights. And that makes the troops think there's really a nuclear threat, and they're really protecting America. And there's all this real security stuff going on as part of the illusion. So when the globalists set a nuke off, they can grandstand as the saviors, and the troops and police would have been, we were looking for nukes.
Yeah, you know, like I started calling, you know, a couple of the police districts. Like I called the one in downtown, District 1. Of course, they didn't know anything. They sent me over across the river in Kentucky. Of course, they didn't know anything. Then I called the Sheriff's Department of Cincinnati and pretty much left the message, I guess, with a higher up. And he called me back like a half hour later, Lieutenant Scudder. And I was like, sir, do you realize that there's a black U.S. military helicopter going up and down the river? And he's like, oh, yeah, we have two of those. I'm like, huh?
Oh, so it was the Sheriff's Department. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like,
oh, yeah, they're also
giving
them their, but it wasn't a Blackhawk, though. They're not giving them Blackhawks, or it was just a Bell.
No, it had to have been a Blackhawk. Alex looked right at a Blackhawk down, like the movie. It just
okay, well, I didn't know that they had Blackhawks, but they're giving, look, they're federalizing everything in these threat matrix centers. The feds are in control, CIA, they're federalizing the police. I have it in the Washington Post this weekend, finally came out and admitted the whole thing. I mean, we already knew it, but it's just getting really crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just talking with them, I was like, did you get this from, like, the feds? Did you get this from, like, the military? Was this a donation, a grant of some kind? He's like, oh, I don't know. Well, do you know if it was manufactured at a military
But he said the Sheriff's Department had these helicopters.
Yeah, apparently the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department of the city of Cincinnati. And, like, and as I keep talking to him, like, okay, well, sir, I have been researching how this country has been going towards martial law. I brought up the situation in Arkansas with them.
And let me guess, I bet he said, well, martial law will keep you safe.
Oh, he didn't say that, Alex. As soon as I dropped the phrase police state, he's like, oh, sir, I can't talk about that. I'm like, wait, what? I'm a tax-paying citizen of the city of Cincinnati, which trickles into your paycheck. You can't talk about it? Are you kidding me? This is my country. This is my
So
city.
How did it end?
Well, it ended with, oh, sir, I can't talk about it. And so I asked him one last question. I was like, okay, because he told me, oh, well, the military can go into any city they want at any point in time. And I'm like, all right, fine, sir. Well,
they've all been trained and acclimated to that, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, tell me this, sir. Are you willing to cooperate with military if they come in into the city? Are you willing to cooperate with the military if they randomly came in? Oh, yeah. Definitely. So you're willing to break posse comitatus? Sir, I'm not breaking posse comitatus. We obviously have different political views, and I'm not allowed to talk with you about this. So that's all I can say. I'm like, are you kidding me? I just went insane.
They've all been
called...
turned into little petty commissariat political spy officers. It's happened everywhere. This is the criminal state getting ready to fully repossess the nation and totally bankrupt us all, including his mama, his daddy, his greedy granny that went beep, beep, beep down Sesame Street. I mean, it is, I'm serious. It's everybody. And they think it's cute and funny, and they've been acclimated by all these TV shows to make us the target. I've been warning everybody, and now they admit that. Well, good to hear from you. I appreciate you telling that story. Ray McGovern's coming up, then we'll continue with phone calls. We have another big video contest that I'm going to extend for 2 days because so many entries are coming in. You've got till Thursday to get them all in at InfoWars.com. It's a $5,000 prize, first prize, $1,000 second prize, $500 third prize, and then there's two essay prizes for a couple thousand. Check it out at InfoWars.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ray McGovern is our guest for the rest of the hour. We'll also open the phones up, but specifically on the Iraq situation, the Afghan situation, the upcoming crisis with Iran, what's happening with the former Soviet Union being encircled by NATO, and Israeli forces being the foreign minister, the defense minister of Georgia being so involved there. I want to pick Ray McGovern's brain about that. This happened about a week and a half ago. He's now had a lot of time to study it as the former top White House analyst for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., assigned from the CIA with the morning briefings. He's also written for major publications, also as an Army officer, so he's uniquely vetted for us to really give us some good answers. He's given us a lot of great material in the past. Before we go to him, though, he's in my film, Terror Storm, talking about 9/11, questioning the official story, talking about Iran, no WMDs, at that time, 8 years out from having them. Well, he's also in the new film. He did an interview with Jason Burmes, Fabled Enemies, which gets into the Israeli connection and gets into their intelligence agencies all over the United States and their clear role in intelligence gathering at some level, and they certainly had prior knowledge and covered it up. That's only one part of the film, but Ray McGovern is in the film about the role of Israel and their lobby on our foreign policy. Here is the trailer for Fabled Enemies.
Fox News has learned that some American terrorism investigators fear certain suspects in the September 11th attacks may have managed to stay ahead of them.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
Whether it's because they are in intelligence services or what they were doing, I will defer to the Department of Justice and the FBI.
That there was a report on the George Washington Bridge that there had been a van stopped there that had explosives.
We have this suspect who is throwing the van and that exploded.
Amdocs Limited, an Israeli-based private telecommunications company. It is virtually impossible to make a call on normal phones without generating an Amdocs record of it.
It quickly unraveled to be the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered inside the United States. The largest.
Documents say they, quote, targeted and penetrated military bases, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of other government facilities.
There's one big elephant in the living room. It is the relationship between the United States of America and the State of Israel.
What about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11?
Well, it's very explosive information, obviously. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known?
That is from the film Fabled Enemies. You can pre-order now at Infowars.com. It ships in only 12, 13 days. On September 1st, Fabled Enemies, now available. It'll be out September 1st as well at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. We are streaming live, by the way, right now on PrisonPlanet.tv, not just going out on the AM and FM dial, shortwave satellite, and, of course, the regular free streams at Infowars.com, where I'm going to skip some breaks during this hour. Only the Infowars.com listeners on those specific streams, not the Genesis streams, not other little networks and things that carry us, but on Infowars.com is where you'll be able to hear that. Okay, Ray McGovern, there's so many questions I could ask, but let's say I'm the president. We're so honored to have you, and we appreciate your time. But let's say I'm the president, I'm asking you, or you were advising a foreign president. What has happened in Russia? What is the larger geopolitical reasons for this? What is behind it? Why has NATO, the U.S., and Israel launched the sneak attack on Russia? What is Russia going to do? You studied them for decades. What does this mean in the larger picture? In context with the election, Iran.
Well, Mr. President, it's fairly simple to explain this. Once you tweak the nose of the Russian bear in a place where you're vulnerable, the Russian bear is going to strike back. The Georgians took it into their head to mount a full-scale attack on Ossetia, South Ossetia, and even the U.S. Special Envoy called it, and I quote, deplorable, horrible. Here's a quote from this fellow, Matthew Brzezo, who's a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. To fire on civilians, as the Georgians did on the evening of August 7th, is simply deplorable. It's illegal, and it's horrible, says Matthew Brzezo, U.S. Special Envoy to the region. That's what started it. Now, what the Georgians had in mind is really bizarre. I think that they were as divorced from reality as some folks in the White House. If they thought that the United States of America, which already has all its deployable troops deployed in two godforsaken wars, Iraq and Afghanistan, if they thought the U.S. would come to their aid, or worse still, if they thought the Russians would sit back there behind their border and take this without reacting, you know, well, he needs to have his head examined, because that could never be the case. Now, the Russians are on the march in this sense. They're tired of being humiliated. They're tired of being whipsawed. We have NATO moving ever closer to the traditional borders of Russia. We have a missile installment in Poland and a radar installment in the Czech Republic. Now, those are going to be really handy for protecting Europe against an ICBM attack from Iran. But Iran doesn't have any ICBMs and can't have them for many, many years. As a matter of fact, the U.S. intelligence community unanimously decided that Iran is not working on any nuclear weapons, at least as of mid-2003. So, you know, for Putin and the rest of the Russian leaders there to swallow all this stuff and not react when they can react. I mean, they can't do anything about Poland or the Czech Republic, but they sure as heck can do something about their soft underbelly. And it's not only the Soviet Union or the new Russia, it's the old Russia. It's the old Russia going back four centuries now that has this very paranoid attitude toward their southern frontier, Black Sea. And now, of course, within the last century, that's where the oil is. And they're very, very sensitive to encroachments on that.
Well, analyzing Mikhail Saakashvili, this guy is on TV and live programs chewing his tie, looking like a complete nutcase. When there's no threat, he runs in fear, panicking like no leader I've ever seen. And I'm not saying I wouldn't run from an air raid, but according to all the reports, he really is out of his mind. And meanwhile, you've got all these Israelis there. Jerusalem Post said 1,000 Israeli advisors. You've got U.S. Special Forces doing drills there 2 weeks before, U.S. weapons. I mean, what were they thinking to gain from this?
Well, again, as far as Saakashvili is concerned, you know, he's sort of like the Chalabi of Georgia. Well-spoken, pretty glib, in good with the neocons and several other people on the Hill. And, you know, they sort of gave him the impression, some of them at least, and maybe as high as Cheney, that, yeah, we're gonna tweak this Russian bear, and we're going to defend what you consider to be your strategic objectives. And so, you know, I can only reason that Saakashvili thought that he could actually go in there and the Russians wouldn't respond. Now, here's the president out there in Beijing playing, you know, beach volleyball with those comely women. And not really being in the picture, Cheney being in charge back home and issuing threatening statements. Thank goodness Robert Gates made it clear that we're not going to react militarily. So the whole thing is an object lesson, I suppose, is the right word, although abject also fits here, of how these people are not reality-based, how they thought that they could do this stuff in a place where they can't defend a little nation like Georgia. How the Georgian leader thought that he could get away with this is beyond my comprehension. But he did it. The Russians reacted, and now they've given a little lesson to places like that that really violated understandings reached back in the early 90s, where these Ossetia and Abkhazia would enjoy a measure of autonomy, and there would be Russian people in there. They feel closer to Russia than they do to the Georgians, and so.
Well, we know those two areas were given by Stalin to Georgia because he was a Georgian, and they're 90+%, what 92% one, 90% another, Russian, and the sneak attack where the Georgian peacekeepers were knifing and shooting the Russians in the security zones inside the peacekeeping bases. I mean, this is unprecedented treachery.
Yeah, you know, one of the real statesmen at the end of the Soviet era, Edward Shevardnadze, who was the foreign minister, he talked about this whole series of events, and he was careful not to be too terribly critical of what the Russians have done. But he did point out that there's a way of handling these kinds of things. It has to do with long-term cultivation of ties. And while he was president of Georgia, he reached out. He went to Abkhazia. He went to Ossetia. And he met with the people. And there was a gradual rapprochement happening. That's not the way our clients do things. You know, we do shock and awe, and we raid cities and kill a lot of civilians in the middle of the night. That is deplorable. That is beyond the pale, and that's what Saakashvili did.
Do you see that, Ray McGovern, as another window into the neocon mindset that they would obviously green light this, that they're so delusional that they just think they're going to see victory everywhere?
Well, yeah, I think the Georgian president also may have taken it a little farther than he was really supposed to. But, yeah, this kind of hubris is what leads to the downfall of lots of people besides ancient Greek heroes.
Okay, Ray McGovern, we're going to skip this break for InfoWars.com. Listen, for everybody else, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Ray McGovern's our guest. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You can host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Okay, Ray McGovern, the Israelis heavily involved, the whole string, about half the major ministers are not even Georgians. So I think the Georgians would resent. The really strongest contingent is Israelis, then NATO, the U.S., and some Ukrainian tank drivers. So Israel's there. How will the Israeli elite look at this, or how will this affect their thinking? Is this good or bad in the perspective of Israel?
Well, As usual, it's good and bad. In other words, it's really bad for the U.S. to take a punch in the nose of this magnitude. It's the equivalent of what the Iraqi prime minister did a month and a half ago when he said, all troops out of here. I'm not signing any agreement until you agree to a date certain where all U.S. troops will be out of there. Now, if I'm an Israeli leader, and I know that part of the reason that U.S. troops are in Iraq is the misguided notion by the neocons that that would somehow give Israel more security. I mean, you know, you can laugh at that now. I mean, there were no terrorists in Iraq before the invasion, and now it's teeming with terrorists. But anyhow, if that was one of the reasons, and now the U.S. troops are going to be gone, well, that part of the world is much more dangerous for the Israelis. Now, worse than that, take a look at this defeat, you know, this obvious punch in the nose in Ossetia in Georgia. How will the U.S. react to that? It's clear that some Israelis will say, well, you know, you can't depend on the U.S. to come to your aid, can you? And other Israelis will say, forget it. Israel is not Georgia. Israel has incredible political capital here in Washington. And now, lest we waste any more time, we need to start the kind of fracas that will lead us and lead George Bush to honor his promise to us to take care of Iran before he leaves office. So I think, on balance, because of the increased danger of our departure from Iraq after George Bush leaves, and the situation where we have had a substantial reverse and might need something to kind of compensate for that, and I would adduce the example of when we lost those 242 Marines in Lebanon. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember what we did right after that?
Hold out.
Remember what we did? We went and invaded Grenada. Grenada.
Another diversion.
We conquered Grenada, okay? And we showed the might of the 82nd Airborne despite the losses in Lebanon. So there's going to be a big temptation on the part of the neocons and on the part of the Israelis, you know, the Likudniks, those extreme. I'm not talking about the Israeli citizen in the street. I'm talking about the extremist right that has taken over the Israeli government. There'll be a great temptation for them because of the dangers in Iraq and because of the opportunity to give the United States some sort of way to show, well, we're not just a paper tiger. We can really do things. It's even more likely, it seems to me, that the Israelis will decide to perpetrate the kind of provocation that will almost require Iran to react. And once they do, the U.S. will be in there with both feet because the U.S. president has promised the world that that's exactly what he'd do.
Well, the Associated Press is reporting today, as well as other publications, that the Saudi delegation and Egyptian delegation, meeting with an Iranian delegation yesterday, told them, do not provocate, do not give in to provocations, back down, talk sweet, because they are really planning to attack you. I'm sure you saw that. So overall, what are things looking like right now? I mean, is it still a green light to go in there before or after the election?
There's no green light yet, Alex, although, as you know, I think the green light will flash before too long. What we have, you know, the most important aspect of this is we have a real Donnybrook happening in the White House, a big conflict between Vice President Cheney, Elliot Abrams, who's running our policy from the National Security Council, on the one hand, and Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense, and Mike Mullen, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on the other. Mullen and Gates have made no secret of the fact they think that opening a third front, what they mean, of course, is striking at Iran, would be a disaster, would be a catastrophe. It's not what Mullen wants. He said that about three times, and they've told the Israelis that. Now, the question is, and this is the real question, when the defense minister from Israel, Barak, for example, or when the head of their intelligence or other high officials come to Washington, usually they go to Dick Cheney's house last, okay? And what they say is, you know, this guy Mullen and Gates, you know, those wimps, you know, they want us not to do anything against this terrible threat from Iran. What do you think? And if Dick Cheney winks and says, well, you know, they are kind of soft on this threat, and then the Israelis are going to take their cue from Cheney and not from Gates or Mullen, and we'll be off and running.
Off and running. 3-minute break and back with Ray McGovern on the other side to take some of your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days? Well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Okay, going back to Ray McGovern. Ray, before I take calls here in about 10 minutes for you, we're just so honored to have you with us. I'm so blessed you spend time with us to give us your analysis. Other areas with Iran, Afghanistan, Iraq, I mean, just in the big picture, where does it look like things are going for the United States, Europe? If you had to project the lines out, what do you see happening in our society overall? Because with the economy, it just all of it looks like an empire that's falling in on itself, oppressive domestic police states, both parties backing it. I mean, it doesn't look good.
It doesn't at all, and the operative factor here is whether the president is really a part of reality or whether he's pretty much already given up his tasks here. I don't know if many of your listeners or viewers saw the interview that he gave to a Western reporter, anchorman, in Beijing. The fellow started by saying, now, Mr. President, we'd like to talk about the problems here in China, but of course the U.S. has its own problems. And Bush cut him off. He said, wait a second, problems? The United States of America doesn't have any problems. Now, he was serious. And if that's his attitude, with the economy falling apart, with the stuff in Georgia going on, with Iraq and Iran, I mean, he thinks there are no problems, and he's divorced from reality. He's certifiable, and it would probably be a good idea for the psychiatrists in Washington, D.C., to try him get him committed, although, you have to do Cheney at the same time. So this is a very large factor. So it really is the bizarre circumstance here that if we can get through the next 5 months without anything really, really bad happening, then there's some hope for the future. But as you know, my concern is that these fellows can start a major war within the next 5 months, and I see that possibility as so important and so worrying that everybody needs to do their part to get to their representatives and senators and say, look, no war on Iran, no matter how it happens, whether the Israelis start it or however it happens, it's not going to help our country, and it'll be a disaster for our troops.
Does it worsen things in relation to an Iran attack, an air bombardment, now that Georgia has been insulted and there's this escalation on their western flank and their southern flank? Because people, a lot of analysts and political scientists and folks like yourself have all been basically saying the same thing, that Russia and China could be drawn into an Iran crisis, an imploding in the economy, brush fires breaking out in other parts of the world. Other countries are going to use this diversion to move on other breakaway republics. You know, that's how world wars start. So does this make it even more dangerous now if they do go into Iran or attack Iran? And does this heighten the chance that Russia will be somehow drawn into that?
Well, it does make it more dangerous. I mentioned the Grenada syndrome before. When the U.S. gets a real bloody nose, as it did in Lebanon when 242 of our Marines were killed by an explosion back in 83, the first thing we did was try to find some place where we could demonstrate our military might, and we picked the awesome task of defeating Grenada in the Caribbean, okay? Now, this is a bloody nose of equal magnitude, and so there will be neoconservatives, there will be hardliners in the White House and the Pentagon, which will say, look, we've been given a bloody nose, we've got to demonstrate our prowess, and how better to do that than to help the Israelis defeat the Iranian, quote, threat, the nuclear threat. So that's the Grenada syndrome that really bothers me. The other business, the rest can just play out for the next 5 months, although it won't play out favorably for us. But everyone knows that Bush is a lame duck. One of the interesting things is that Pravda, a very, very influential paper in the Soviet Union, has taken to calling our president to shut up.
An imbecile.
Yeah, and they say he's a clown, So nobody's taken him very seriously, but everybody's worried about it. Now, Russia looks on it and he says, and I talked to a Russian producer when I was on Russian TV recently, and I said, aren't you guys worried that the U.S. might invade, or not invade, but bomb Iran right on your southern frontier? He looked at me, smiled, he says, well, what would happen to the price of oil if that happened? I said, yeah. He says, well, we get all the oil, right? Yeah, over half of it, yeah. He says, well, we'll just live a little higher on the hog here, and you guys will get even thoroughly more enmeshed in that situation.
Well, Larry McGovern, in closing, before we go to calls, the problem I see here is that I coldly research and then coldly come about with my beliefs, and then I get on air and get all hothead about it, so it looks like I'm wild or looks like I'm ego-driven, but I'm actually not. And as I get older, I lose more and more of my ego. I actually kind of miss it because it's a good propulsion system. I can tell you don't have much of an ego. You're more of a scientific type guy with your mindset. But then when I look at these powerful people more and more, especially these neocons and others, it really seems like they are very childlike and have no sense of responsibility, and that they are ego-driven. And I'm not even saying I'm some wonderful person or you're some wonderful person, But just in life, being a father, having responsibilities, or having some employees, or, you know, it seems like I have more concern about the world's future than even they do. It seems like, I don't even know what I'm really saying here. It's like an ego-driven recklessness when you talk about the Grenada syndrome, about, you know, needing to go kick some little island's butt so you look good or feel tough. But then I look at the psychology and the statements and the things these people say, and it even scares me more, because I realize that they really are just absolutely psychopathic.
Look at Bush and his record. Even growing up as a child, he never was held accountable for anything, Alex. For nothing was he ever held accountable. More recently, I remember 4 or 5 years ago when Bob Woodward was writing books about this administration, he interviewed him and said, are you interested in do you care about your place in history? And Bush said, history? We'll all be dead. Well, you know what? I always thought that was kind of weird. And then just 2 weeks ago, Bush said exactly the same thing. History? We'll all be dead. So, you know, what more do you need than that to show how irresponsible or unaccountable
he is? He's not thinking about any future generations. It's the ultimate selfishness. It's, I don't care what people 50 years, 100 years say, because it's all about me, not his grandchildren, not his progeny, not his name, no sense of community, no sense of the future, no sense of connection to the rest of society. And it's admitted, he brags that he would kill little animals, that he would torture animals to death. That is a psychopath.
Well, he did, as a matter of fact. He used to stick firecrackers in the orifices of toads back there in Texas and blow them up. And Colleen Rowley, my good friend, who is the FBI person who blew the whistle on 9/11, she tells me that if that ever appeared on the record of an applicant for employment with the FBI, the application would automatically be thrown in the trash, because that's a sign of subsequent, psychotic behavior. Now, let me just finish with one thing that scares me most, and that is, if we do strike Iran, Iran, as I've said before, has immense possibilities of striking back at us, to include cutting off our supply lines of our troops in Iraq. What is the United States going to do then? Well, somebody said, send in more troops. There aren't any more troops. But what do we have? We have these mini-nukes. And that is what they're falling back on, because these neocons, they have no real appreciation for the difference between, high explosive weaponry and the kinds of nuclear weaponry that hasn't been used since Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And so, this is really bizarre, because it will be the only thing that will be available for Bush to use under those circumstances. And that's why there's a real premium on our all doing everything we can to make sure that nothing happens that will perpetrate this kind of air attack on Iran, because the way they will retaliate might force us to either retreat ignominiously or use these, quote, mini nukes in a way that would just let the nuclear genie right out of the bottle.
And by the way, the only thing backing up the dollar now is the view, as this is the hegemonic lone unipolar superpower. I mean, wouldn't a U.S. rout and defeat and collapse probably bring us into depression?
Well, I think that even if the worst didn't happen and the use of nuclear weapons were avoided, those straits in Hormuz would be closed. The price of oil would skyrocket. And we're talking about worldwide depression were all this to happen. Now, so most people conclude, well, then, of course, McGovern, what are you worried about? It's so crazy the president would never do that. Well, right. You look at what he did with respect to Iraq. He's not really cognizant of what's going on around him in the world. I mean, I was just telling somebody just the other day, look, back in the spring, when there was all kinds of talk in the press, and even in his own press conferences run by his press secretary, $4 oil, okay? Now, he has his own press conference the next day, and when a reporter said, well, how are you looking, Mr. President, at $4 oil? And he says, what? Say that again. How are you looking at the possibility? $4 oil? Well, nobody told you. Think it's $4? Nobody told me. I'll have to ask about that.
That's like a fable. That's like a Aesop's fable with the crazy king that doesn't know the city's burning, and he's dancing around playing his flute or his ukulele. I mean, it's just And, you know, I don't know what's more scary, Ray McGovern, that they we know they armed and trained Georgia for this, but whether they gave them the green light or not, if they gave them the green light, it shows they're crazy and miscalculated. But if they didn't give the green light, it means that they don't even control their own puppet states, meaning they're completely out of control. What's more scary?
Well, the latter is more scary because that means that just as the Georgians can be think that they can do away with, get away with this kind of thing, so too the Israelis. And the Israelis, unfortunately, will be right because there's nothing that will stop the United States of America to springing to the defense of Israel, whether or not Israel starts it. Because that's just the way the political landscape is.
And how is it going to help Israel to launch an attack on Iran?
Well, that's just the idiocy of it. See, these people have an incredibly myopic view of their security needs. They think that in this century they can continue to just the might makes right. They're the strongest ones. So they're going to obliterate any opposition. Well, that's not going to work over the long run. And so even in the midterm, Israel is going to suffer greatly under this myopic policy.
Well, I mean, this seems bizarre to us, but you know history. I know it somewhat. Really, if you study history, read that. Read the basics of what happened. It's always nuts getting control and do things like this because there's nothing but yes men around them. They have all this power. They're in marble-lined palaces, and they just lose touch.
You know, it's August. And there's an incredible historical book called The Guns of August by Robert Tuchman. And I would recommend, it's about the beginning of World War One, and I would recommend that highly to anyone who wants to read it. She talks about all kinds of things and draws all kinds of analogies. And she wrote a subsequent book, The March of Folly, from Troy to Vietnam. That, too, I recommend because it shows that people can be oblivious to the realities around them, that their sycophants around the leaders can mislead them and prevent them from seeing the realities, and it's all too scary. Read The Guns of August, read The March of Folly from Troy to Vietnam, both by the incredibly astute historian Robert Tuchman.
On a separate note, read consortiumnews.com, just type Ray McGovern, his letter to Colin Powell about how they gave him false intelligence and lied to him, which is criminal right there. And that's a whole other subject. Let's jam in a few calls. I'm going to skip this break, by the way, folks. Laser in the UK. Laser, you're on the air with Ray McGovern.
Hi, Alex. Are you hearing me good?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Laser.
Hi. I just wanted to touch on a few points, but I know you guys got a big problem over there. You got toddlers in the White House. You know, toddlers don't have the ability to empathize with they don't have the ability to take responsibility for their actions.
Yeah, a 2-year-old baby is a good description of George Bush.
Thanks, sir.
Exactly. Now, just wanted to touch on a few things. I don't know if you guys have noticed the connection between England and Georgia. I mean, if you take a look at the flags, the St. George's flag of England and the Georgian flag, there's a pretty big connection right there. They look exactly the same. And I wanted to talk about...
I just see another medieval flag.
Exactly. I wanted to talk about Gary McKinnon, a guy who's... He just lives up the road from me. He's about to be extradited to the United States for hacking into the Pentagon, NASA computers, and a couple other sensitive...
Okay.
Sites over there. Also, I want
your phone
to bring...
sounds like an electric razor. Go ahead and ask a question. I'm not mad at you. It's just a bad phone. Ask a question to Ray McGovern, sir. That's who we're opening the phones up for.
Okay. To Ray McGovern, what do you think about that hacker being extradited? And also, there's a big story up on CNN about U.S. at risk of cyber attacks because Georgia was apparently attacked, I think it was last week.
All right, I appreciate your call. I've analyzed that cyber attack. That was people and companies. That was classic stuff kids did with denial of service. And even the New York Times had to say it was not a Russian cyber attack. Maybe Ray McGovern disagrees, Ray?
Well, I think the cyber situation is very important, and the fact that the Pentagon computers could be hacked is a case in point.
What
I'd like to respond to, Lacer, is your comment about the toddlers. You know, I just helped my grandson in his nursery school, and was talking to one of the teachers afterwards, and asked her, you know, what do you try to teach children at this age, in the age of four? And she said, oh, that's very simple. We teach them how to share. Now, Cheney and Bush must have missed nursery school, because you know, because at the basis of all this, it has to do with a limited amount of natural resources in this world and the need to share them, not to attack and occupy the country with the second largest oil deposits, but to work out some sort of a deal with Russia, with China, with India, with the real other people with real needs for these natural resources to share. And once you don't have any concept of sharing and you have the kind of military strength that we have, well, that's what brings this kind of situation. So it's a good point. Toddlers, yeah.
Well, I agree, but this isn't even sharing. This isn't their oil. This isn't their gas. And they act like everything's theirs. So I guess that is kind of like a toddler where they just think everything is theirs.
Yeah, never learned. I wish they could go back to, you know, being 4 years old again, where maybe we could retrain them.
Yeah, Laser, that was a good point you made. We're going to skip this final break. There are a few calls for him, McGovern. Come back and let him have a few minutes of any closing comments. But Helen and George and others, we're going to you
okay. Here
in just a moment. Don't forget the editorial he's put out. It's excellent, a piece. It's Dear Colon by Ray McGovern, ConsortiumNews.com. Okay, here we go.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Real fast, George in Iowa, last caller for Ray McGovern. Go ahead.
Oh, hi.
Hi, George.
I actually have three subjects, but since there's not a lot of time, I wanted to talk about the original 13th Article of Amendment to the Constitution of the United States.
Okay, letters of nobility that our leaders can't be sold out to foreign interests, kind of like the Logan Act.
Yeah. Why isn't it there? Why isn't it applicable to George Bush's ties with Saudi Arabia?
Well, of course it is, but what the problem is Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats just don't have the... Well, it's not that they lack the guts, although that's also true. They see a political advantage in just letting this thing simmer and not allow themselves to be accused by Fox News of being disruptive or divisive before the election.
Plus, a lot of power has been grabbed, and they want that power. Don't think any of these mechanisms that have been built up that are unconstitutional are going away, right?
Yeah, once this precedent is laid, it's going to be very difficult. It's, you know, power is never given up. It's got to be prevented from the kind of accretion that we've seen so far. And if we don't stand up, if there is no move toward impeachment, that's why I wrote the letter to Colin Powell. You know, it really is incredible. What happened here is that the head of the Iraqi intelligence, the head of the Iraqi intelligence, mind you, and the foreign minister, both of whom Saddam Hussein thought were working for him, were really working for us. And what did they tell us? Well, the foreign minister told us 6 months before the invasion, there are no weapons of mass destruction. And he was verified. Okay, he was verified in terms of what else he had told us. And the Iraqi intelligence chief told us in January, so well before Powell's speech, that there were no weapons of mass destruction. So my letter to Powell on consortium.news says, look, either you were told us or you weren't. If you weren't, for God's sake, you should be raising holy hell and going to Conyers and everybody else.
Yeah, this is open and shut. They're criminals. It's a fact. And Powell becomes complicit in all this by now not blowing the whistle. Thank you, George, for the call. Ray McGovern, an amazing 50-minute interview. Thank you for all your time, and thank you for everything you do. God bless you.
You're very welcome.
There goes Ray McGovern. We are out of time. Retransmission is going to start on the Internet at InfoWars.com. The full 4 hours with Richard C. Cook. Economic news. I covered the Con Artist Society in the first hour. And I did dig up, Burmis did for me, that MSNBC about that fake Rockefeller running around scamming all these women. And that's what the government is. It's just another scam, another fraud. I wanted to go over that, but I'll go over that tomorrow. But I did cover all of that in the first hour of the show. And that starts in just a few minutes on the streams. One place, not the Genesis streams, not others, InfoWars.com. Don't forget the free podcast there at InfoWars.com. And please do not forget our sponsors, like a Cola Blue, the great atmospheric water filter, big link up on InfoWars.com, ColaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 1-866-585-4044. Don't forget other sponsors like eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com. The banner is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And please don't forget that your purchase of books and videos and materials and books on tape and T-shirts and InfoWars.com T-shirts and 9/11 gear makes everything we do here possible, and we need the funds to continue and to expand. We desperately need more personnel and more funding. We're trying to do so much. Just hiring new people itself is a big hassle, but we appreciate all your support in making this show possible. Fabled Enemies, you can order the new film by Jason Burmis that gets into the Israeli connection, the phantom planes, the continuity of government taking over, how they carried the attacks out, what really happened that day. This is such an important film. Fabled Enemies, available right now at InfoWars.com. The new film, pre-order it. It ships in just 12 days. Again, InfoWars.com, or you can call toll-free to get it, 888-253-3139. You can sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv to get hundreds of things we've done, all 19 of my films, Fabled Enemies, September 1st, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, right now, you want to tune back in one place if you missed any of the first or second hour at InfoWars.com. Great job, everybody. God bless you all. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.